Part 2. Section 1. You will hear 5 short recordings. 5 people are talking about a satisfying moment. For each recording, decide what each speaker is talking about. Write 1 letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. You will hear the 5 recordings twice. 1.
When I got this job, I was quite worried about all the objectives and goals that we were given for each month, quarter and year. It seemed that it would be impossible to keep track of them all, let alone actually achieve them. But I managed to meet my first target without too many problems, and it was a really satisfying feeling.
2. During the credit crunch, it was quite a difficult thing to achieve, but we realized that if we wanted to continue, we had to get new business from somewhere outside our country. It wasn't easy to convince our first European client to come on board, but after a lot of negotiations and discussions, we finally convinced them, and we've successfully been doing business together ever since. 3.
I couldn't believe it when they told me. I'd applied for a position in a different department a few weeks earlier, but they didn't give me the job. I was really disappointed. Then last week, my manager called me into his office and told me he had been appointed director and I was going to have his job. So a move up the career ladder after all.
4.
I was just so pleased when it went so well. Everyone seemed happy and very interested, and I had a lot of positive feedback during the question and answer session at the end. It made all my hard work worthwhile. The planning, making the slides, practicing in front of the mirror. And I wasn't actually as nervous as I thought I'd be standing up to speak in front of all those people.
5.
Many people in this sector concentrate on winning awards and being nominated as the best this or that, and they forget about how important the bottom line is. I know I'm a workaholic, but I get much more satisfaction from working all hours and seeing my company turnover and profits go up every year than I do from seeing my face in the press for having won an award.
1.
When I got this job, I was quite worried about all the objectives and goals that we were given for each month, quarter and year. It seemed that it would be impossible to keep track of them all, let alone actually achieve them. But I managed to meet my first target without too many problems, and it was a really satisfying feeling.
2. During the credit crunch, it was quite a difficult thing to achieve, but we realized that if we wanted to continue, we had to get new business from somewhere outside our country. It wasn't easy to convince our first European client to come on board, but after a lot of negotiations and discussions, we finally convinced them, and we've successfully been doing business together ever since. 3.
I couldn't believe it when they told me. I'd applied for a position in a different department a few weeks earlier, but they didn't give me the job. I was really disappointed. Then last week, my manager called me into his office and told me he had been appointed director and I was going to have his job. So a move up the career ladder after all.
4.
I was just so pleased when it went so well. Everyone seemed happy and very interested, and I had a lot of positive feedback during the question and answer session at the end. It made all my hard work worthwhile. The planning, making the slides, practicing in front of the mirror. And I wasn't actually as nervous as I thought I'd be standing up to speak in front of all those people.
5.
Many people in this sector concentrate on winning awards and being nominated as the best this or that, and they forget about how important the bottom line is. I know I'm a workaholic, but I get much more satisfaction from working all hours and seeing my company turnover and profits go up every year than I do from seeing my face in the press for having won an award.